Daniel.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm well, hello, thank you.
I believe there's two people on, is that correct?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, so we will begin with the certainty verse that is in Parashayit Ro from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kuchabarishu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Leachda Lashem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Alina Maseya Denu Kanane Alina Maseya Denu Kananehu. Pasuk 29 from Parsha Yitro. This is a tool to connect to greater and greater certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar, Deka Matar, Tane Nan Dekucha, Barichu Koma Diaved, Leela Witata, Kolaihu Kishot, Bilvada Dikshot. Velayt lach mila bialma, divae barnash, vedach yaleya, mineya ulan haga, veya kalana, dehaku ovada. Dikshot inun wikolai tzterich bialma. This current year of 5779 has the energy of becoming wiser. We have been studying one verse that begins with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. We've been studying one of the 13 verses. This is the 12th verse.
Judy.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
The 12th verse of the 13 that we've studied this year. We'll have one more for the month of Elul. The 12th verse is from Job. It's chapter 21, verse 22. The verse is Halel Yolom Yelamo Lamed Deat Wechawad Ramim Yishpot. The English translation, shall any teach Hashem's knowledge, seeing It is he that judges those that are high. And it's a significant verse if you take a look at it. The reason why I say it's a significant verse, because it's really establishing that the higher you go, the stronger Satan becomes, because it's always one-to-one. As you grow spiritually, your Satan will grow to combat that level of spirituality that you've achieved. Learn this well. The year 5774, as the energy of peace in the Middle East, and that verse is that we study, this one verse in the Tanakh connecting to the energy of peace in the Middle East, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Tonight's handout is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. Underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or at the bottom of the page if you're using a mobile device. When the Unique Astrological Times link opens up, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Av. And click on the link for the year 5779. I have added some commentary for 5779, and that's where I will begin reading. The Hebrew month of Av, which is also called Menachem Av, the consoler of Av, the consoler of Father, because Av is the Hebrew word for father, for dad. Menachem Av is the fifth of the 12 months of the Jewish calendar. The name Av literally means father. It derives from the root, which means to will or to desire. It is the month of the low point of the Jewish calendar, known as the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av, the day of the sin of the spies and the destruction of both the first and second temples in Jerusalem, as well as the month of the high point of the Jewish calendar, the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av. There are no happier days for Israel than the 15th of Av and Yom HaKippurim. Tu B'Av, the day of finding one's predestined soulmate. And if you are single, you should go out into a field somewhere and look for your mate. You will find her there or him there. No, I'm not joking. This accords with the teaching of our sages that the Mashiach is born on the ninth of Av. Relative to all other souls of Israel, the soul of Mashiach, who comes to redeem Israel from her state of spiritual as well as physical exile, is like a groom to his bride. After his birth on the ninth of Av, he reveals himself to his bride, and he betroths her on the 15th of Av. Av is the month during which many calamities befell the Jewish people. Of all these misfortunes, the most prominent is the destruction of both the first and second temples on the ninth of Av. Each time destruction was followed by exile, once to Babylonia and once to Rome. Rome is identified with Edom, and that exile continues to this day. But we do not mourn the physical destruction of the temples. I need to stress that over and over again, because we are permeated with that attitude from the Jewish community today. What comes first, the physical event or the spiritual cause? The destructions of the temples are physical events. But we learn from that destruction on the ninth of Av, we learn the energy of the day, the spiritual cause. And that is that due to our sins, our mistakes, we have lost this amazing tool. And we need to strive to get it back. What do we do to get it back? We do teshuvah. What we are mourning is the loss of the tool, not the loss of the building, the physical building. I'm continuing to read. The sign of the month is linked to the events which take place within it. In the sky of Av, a cluster of stars takes the image of a lion. The lion has arisen and is at its power. There is no escape. The lion is the Hebrew word Aryeh. The lion, the Aryeh, has a gematria of 216, which is 3 times 72. There are 216 letters in the 72 names of God. This is the positive aspect we can connect to in Av. But it's hard to connect to positivity when you are in mourning over physical events. Continuing to read. The Tzaida Laderech, the grandfather, the way of the grandfather, alludes to the power of this sign over man, animals, metals, and whole geographical areas. It is a sign of fire. It's masculine. A day sign which brings illness. It is the sign of gold, silver, precious stones and diamonds, and of the blacksmith. Those born under this sign are dominant over others, overpowering, quick to anger, passionate, effusive, true to their word and adept at fashioning ornaments of gold, silver, and precious stones. These are the conclusions of Western astrology, which is based on Hebrew astrology. They do not take account of life beyond the influence of the stars. Jewish history does bear out some of these tendencies in two contrasting directions. The ninth of Av was the day of the destruction of the temples and is a 25-hour fast day. In contrast, the 15th of Av is a day of joy, the day of the marriage of the betrothal of the Jewish people, the children of Israel, with the Mashiach. In this month, we cultivate correct hearing. This is alluded to in the name of the tribe of this month, Shimon, which comes from the word for hearing. During the 9 days, from the 1st to the 9th of Av, the children of Israel, primarily the Jews, because the others have been lost to the veil of history, do not eat meat or listen to music as a sign of mourning for the loss of the temple, not the loss of the physical temple, but the spiritual connection that the temple provided. On the 9th day of Av, we mourn for the holy temple, destroyed by the lion-like nations of Babylon and Rome. Hence the association with the sign of Leo. The letter governing this month is a tet and has the sound of the T, and it has the negative meaning of quicksand. But it is also the first letter of the word Tov, good, since we can reach the highest levels by transforming the lowest levels into good. I'm continuing with my comments for this year with a comment from the Daily Zohar by one of the students of Kabbalah by the name of Leah. She does not reveal her last name. Rosh Chodesh Av, the Mazel Aryeh, the new moon of the month of Av, the sign of Leo, is entering today. It is known that Leos are passionate, grandiose, exuberant, and quite generous people, being great providers. Leos are to be admired due to their innate long-range sight and their sense of command. They may even ask for the opinion of others for some reason, but they actually rely on only their own capacity. No wonder the regent of this sign is the sun, and it can only be the sun. Therefore, Leos are prone to be charismatic leaders, mobilizing all others toward their aim, though not necessarily toward what the others are asking for. Hence their difficulty to truly listen to others. Those who have relatives and close friends born under the glorious sign may lovingly say, Leos are not born, they debut. It is said that Leo people who master the art of heat are a blessing. Their warmth is contagious, and they and everybody around them benefit a lot from that. However, when in imbalance, such warmth may be transformed into a wild heat, and this may push them into self-sufficiency, up to arrogance, in a dramatic, sad, and enslaving way, all in order to keep the absolute control on everything and everyone, drawing to their lives the undesirable flattery of others. Diametrically opposed to the sign of Leo, there is the unpredictable sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is a sign that loves to share mainly knowledge for the sake of the own and others' freedom, because knowledge sets us free and takes away the well-established delusions of power, enabling a better and more tranquil life, not only to oneself, but to all around, and to the world as a whole. Thus say the experts, Leos can enjoy life with less distress by activating the cool Aquarius sense of freedom, remembering that everybody has all the signs spread all over the individual astrological chart. Hence, everyone is somehow under the influence of the sign of the month, the Chodesh Av, the month of Av, is good to all of us. When we are listening to Hashem's messages in our life, the sense is hearing. This is the controlling aspect. If we listen to others well, we will have a reasonably easy Av. But I must caution you on one thing, though. Even though I have put this commentary this year, when you read my email for this coming week, it will say that the new moon starts on Sunday in the sign of Virgo. And many people are going to say to themselves, how can that be? It's a new moon of Av. But true sidereal astrology, based on Hebrew astrology, uses this current structure of the astrological signs. They were never 30 degrees for each one, as Western astrology calculates. True sidereal astrology looks at the sky as it is, as we see it. This new moon is the month of Av, but the moon is starting in the sign of Virgo. And that's going to be a conflict, which will settle out during Virgo itself, and as we get into the sign of Libra for Rosh Hashanah. I'm continuing to read Leah's comment. Becoming a pure channel for greatest reception. To learn Kabbalah, we have to be a pure channel to listen and receive from our teachers, to listen and to learn from everybody in our life. But you can only do so if you learn to hear correctly. In general, one of the main ways to receive is to listen up. And this fits in with the sense of the month of Av, which is hearing. Av is the month to develop sensitivities to hear the messages for growth that Hashem is sending us through the difficulties we come up against in our lives. If you did not have a difficulty, if you did not have chaos, you would never grow. But don't make the mistake of searching for great chaos to grow. Hashem will send you sufficient chaos for you to grow. You don't need to go look for it. A whisper suffices for the wise, but a fool needs flagellation. The more eloquently we decode Hashem's messages for our lives, the less we will need uncomfortable reminders. Removing negative expectations which block us from hearing. The month of Av is the month of the destruction of our temples because of senseless hatred between people, between me and my brother. Whenever people have a hard time getting along, it's usually due to communication problems and misunderstandings. And thankfully, Mercury has started direct. It's no longer in retrograde. But it will not get back to the point where it began the retrograde for another week. So continue to be cautious. But know it will be an easier month because Mercury is no longer in retrograde. The story which originally leads to the destruction of the Second Temple was based on a misunderstanding and a mix-up between the names of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. This story comes from the Talmud. It's a famous story. If you haven't heard it, we'll just summarize it now. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa were very wealthy men in Jerusalem at the time of the destruction of the First Temple. And there was a big, important wedding, social event wedding, that month. And the invitation for Kamsa went to Bar Kamsa. But the father of the bride did not want Bar Kamsa to be there. He was an enemy. He was a competitor. There was no love lost between the two men. So when Bar Kamsa arrived, because he had been surprised he was invited, and he was seated at his table, the father of the bride looked over, saw him, and became incensed. Ran over to him and said, "What are you doing here? Get out." Bar Kamsa realized that the mistake had been made with that conversation beginning, said to his host, "Don't embarrass me by telling me to leave and I'll pay half of your wedding." And the host said, "Absolutely not, get out." Bar Kamsa said, "Please, I don't want to be embarrassed. I'll pay for the whole wedding." The father of the bride refused and again said, "Get out." There were many notable rabbis at the wedding, and it should have been their responsibility to correct the error of the father of the bride, but they did not. And so Bar Kamsa picked himself up from the wedding, felt that he was embarrassed having been thrown out, and went to the leader of the Roman garrison. And he whispered in his ear, or he approached him more than likely, and said, "If you send a sacrifice to the temple, it won't be accepted." And the garrison commander said, "What? If Caesar sends a sacrifice to the temple, it won't be accepted? That can't happen." Bar Kamsa said, "Look, I'll show you. Buy the best animal you can find, and I'll take it to the temple as a sacrifice for you, for Caesar." And on the way to the temple, Bar Kamsa created a cut in the lip of the animal, and it was obviously could not be accepted as a sacrifice because it was no longer pure and clean. So it was refused. And that started the war that ended with the destruction of the temple. We also see that 2 years ago, 4 years ago, there was an entertainment event on television. It was in Washington, D.C. It's the press corps roasting or invites the President of the United States to speak, and he is roasting anybody and everybody he can. 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, Donald Trump was leading the birther movement, attacking the President of the United States. And so the President of the United States, Barack Obama, stood on that stage and roasted Donald Trump, embarrassed Donald Trump. I'm not saying he didn't deserve the embarrassment, but we are taught to never embarrass another person. And what did Donald Trump do? He was upset that he was embarrassed to such a degree that he decided to destroy all of Barack Obama's legacy. He would run for president, he would win, and he would destroy everything that Obama stood for. Whether you agree, you disagree with the politics involved, the reason it happened this way is embarrassment. And this is the month where we need to learn, one, not to embarrass others, two, not to embarrass ourselves, and three, to learn how to listen. I'm continuing to read. When we feel animosity toward a person, it's because we are not making the effort to really hear where that person is coming from. Bottom line, most of the problems between people are due to our difficulty with truly listening to each other. We often have preconceived notions about what we expect the other person to say, which blocks us from hearing, truly listening to what they are saying. Instead, what we are hearing is a reflection, our own voice, which we read into theirs. Literally, the sentences they say, we hear what we want to hear them say, which is what we expect them to say. And that creates chaos. An example that's given in this commentary, when we are hearing if we experience a lot of criticism in our childhood, then we may read that criticism into everyone's words. If we have trust issues, we may believe that people are saying things to take advantage of us and to trick us, even if this may not be the case at all. When we keep showing suspicion rather than openness to listen, openness to receive what others have to offer, by the way of law of attraction, which is not a process I recommend, others may actually begin to harbor resentment. So the month of Av is about fixing our relationships by removing negative expectations and really opening our hearts to hear what the people in our lives are telling us. Listening with our hearts. When we learn the skill of listening with our hearts, we may even develop a flair for detecting unspoken words, hearing what others are not saying, but that what they meant to say. Their facial expressions, their body language, we will be able to hear. Do you think you hear body language? The answer is yes, you can, if you're open. And since we can understand their body language and hear their body language, we can then be preemptive in our own communication to them, saying words of comfort for unexpressed pains. A good practice for this month is to listen intently to others and note the deeper truth behind their words. This takes time, it takes patience, and it takes slowing down our fast-paced, multitasking, accelerated routines. Strengthening our inner hearing. Perhaps one of the reasons that people lose hearing when they grow older could be according to the principle of a turn for a turn or a measure for measure. The Hebrew is mida keneged mida. When someone didn't take proper advantage of the sense of hearing, then he may lose it. Moreover, being harder of hearing causes people to come closer to one another in order to be able to hear. When their external hearing is weakened, it prompts them to strengthen their internal listening skills. This way, Hashem helps people open their heart and to grow closer as they gracefully age. Listening to the words of our own prayer, when we call out to Hashem in tefillah, in prayer, we expect Him to hear us. But if we're not listening to others, Hashem will not hear us. The Shema Yisrael has its source in the parasha that we read always before Tisha B'Av, always before the ninth of Av, the Shabbat before ninth of Av, we read the parasha of Devarim, which includes Shema Yisrael. And this is not by chance as we read it during the month of Av. As much as the Shema Yisrael, the watchword of the faith, is about unifying Hashem in the world, it is about amplifying our sense of inner hearing. When we open ourselves to truly hear with our heart, we open ourselves to hear the inner voice of our own neshama, our own soul. May we merit during this month of Av to really hear each other. Hashem. To hear Hashem and the words of our own prayers. May we thereby fix our relationships and become a pure channel for love and acceptance. And may we merit hearing the prayers of the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, the third temple. May it happen tonight. And may we all say, Amen. I'm now skipping down to just talk about the ancient tribe that used to be part of the relationship was the tribe of Issachar. Issachar had a preponderance of the members of the Sanhedrin. Issachar studied Torah in the tents, while Zebulun went into the physical world, sailed the sea, and did business. And when the crops had problems, and the brother Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, had problems gaining enough food and shelter, Issachar took care of their brothers. Zebulun took care of their brothers on the physical level, while the Torah that Issachar studied was shared with Zebulun. Understand what the tribe of Issachar was about. Wisdom. Study. Improving their character traits. While in modern times, the tribe that it belongs to the month of Av is the tribe of Shimon. The nature of Shimon is harsh judgment. We have two levels of judgment. We have Shimon, harsh, and Levi, soft. This is why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. One for harsh judgments, one for soft judgments. For we are in the middle of the 3 weeks. We have 9 more days till it's completed. Those 3 weeks, those 9 days, are very much connected to harsh judgment. And this is why the modern tribe, the modern understanding, is the tribe of Shimon connects to the month of Av. The totem, the animal that is connected to the tribe of Shimon, but it's more that it's connected to the month of Av, is the Chamor. The Chamor means a donkey. It is a code word for the physical world. I'm sure you have all heard the story that the Mashiach will come riding on a white donkey, or he will come flying through the air. Which way he comes is a function of how spiritually elevated the children of Israel are. But what does it mean, the lower level, when people are not studying Torah, people are not going to synagogues, people are not doing the mitzvot, people are not taking care of each other? People are not listening to each other. What does that lower level look like? Mashiach will come riding on a white donkey. The donkey, the physical world, will be made cleansed, will be made pure. Mashiach will control the physical world. If the human beings do not do so properly. The tribal stone is sapphire with a quality of healing. But how is harsh judgment going to heal you? And the answer is very simple. But people don't like to face this statement, this truth. When you are cleansed, when you have chaos, you are being cleansed. And when that cleansing takes place, you are healing yourself. But the healing does not have to be with harsh judgment. If you will study the Torah, if you will read the Zohar, if you will make the commitment to do good deeds, then harsh judgment does not need to manifest in your life. The fifth component of the 11 components in the Torah is more. Mem Vav Resh. It's actually, the English word is myrrh. And the purpose of myrrh, or more in Hebrew, is to bring you closer to the Creator. Bring you closer so that you can hear more clearly. It's unusual, but we seem to, it appears in its simple level, that we have some synonyms about the direction east. The direction for the tribe of Shimon is they come from the east. And there are two words that seem to translate as east, Kedem and Mizrach. Kedem has the meaning of beginning, the sun is rising. And Mizrach has the meaning of shining. Does the sun shine when it rises? No. It's just beginning its appearance. It's not yet shining like it does at noon. And that's why there's the two words that seem to be a synonym, but are really not. They're describing two aspects of the direction east. The fifth month, which is Av, connects to the Sephirah of Chod, which is appreciation and thankfulness. The Tetragrammaton. The letters of the month. The permutation of the Tetragrammaton is He, Vav, Yud, He. That connection is wrong in all levels. And this is why the month is so hot. The month is so difficult. It's not as difficult as the last part of Tammuz, but the first part of Av is more difficult than the last part of Tammuz. And I'm sure everybody had a very calm month of Tammuz, he says tongue in cheek. What it's really talking about, the month of Av is split into two different aspects, two different energies. The early part of the month is very difficult. very judgmental. The children of Israel are focusing on their lack of the temple. The last half of Av is very moving away from that feeling of lack. It's not completed the energy of positivity, but it's not as deeply negative. That second energy, that second half energy, starts with the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av, the holiday of love, the holiday of finding your soulmate, the holiday of going out into the local park, and you will find that person who you have been looking for. Very few people listen to that. Very few people do it or trust that the person they meet is significant in their life. But this is where you will find that soulmate that you've been looking for. The letters of the month are the Kaf that created the sun, and the Tet that created the astrological sign of Aryeh, of the lion, of Leo. And if you look at the shape of the Tet, it has two arms that come up, one on the left that is straight, and one on the right that is curved. The Tet demonstrates the two duality of the month of Av. The early part being curved is difficult. The latter half is straight, where you have the ability to make it easier. There are only the two holidays in the month of Av. But thankfully, the Ari chose the fifth day of Av, the fifth day of the fifth month, Hod Shebahod. He chose that day to provide us a channel to the spiritual energy of the Torah, without the limitations of physicality. Shimon Bar Yochai did that in Lag BaOmer. The Ari does it on the 5th of Av. And we will take advantage of that with a long night, if not an all-night study, Monday night, commencing at 8:30 p.m. West Coast time. So Monday we will have our normal Deep Zohar class at 4:30. We will have the writings of the Ari at 7. And immediately when that one essay is finished, we'll go into the balance of the teachings for the Ari. So we have the three holidays. I've just explained the 5th of Av. But the 9th of Av is a holiday of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, and rebirth. The destruction and the rebuilding of the temple, the destruction and the birth date of Mashiach. And then the engagement of the Mashiach with the people of Israel on the Tu B'Av, the Day of Love. Those are the three holidays. We will take advantage of them. Knowledge allows you to utilize these holidays as channels to draw Shefa, to draw the goodness of Hashem to help you provide for a balanced month of Av. And we will begin that with tonight when we do our dance. Normally in the 3-week period, we don't dance. But on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbat, on the 5th of Av, we can bring music and joy and quality. But all other days, until the 10th of Av, we need to be circumspect, to be sedate, be aware of what we have lost through the lack of this tool we call our temple. The Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, is a fast day, and the Ari has given us a meditation, and you will find a link that will make your fast easier. Please utilize it. Please utilize the meditation, which we will use tonight before as part of our end process. And we're running a little bit late, but we have had a lot to cover to understand what is going to happen this month. The practical tools to utilize. Any confrontation, like a lawsuit, like an argument between a husband and a wife, stop it, delay it. It isn't necessary to do it during Av. I've had clients, I've had students over and over. My lawyer says we have to go to court in Av. No, you don't. You tell your lawyer you want to delay it. You start to argue with your wife, you stop it, and you say, let's delay this till next month. There is no reason to continue a confrontation during Av. Of course, the response is, but I'm right. That's the negative aspect of the Leo. The kingly perception, I'm right. Bow down to me. I'm right. I'm the important one. During Av, delay confrontations. Review your relationships. Look for your soulmate in that local garden. Look for your soulmate. If you're married, take the time to reacquaint yourself with each other. This is a good month to hear each other, to listen. Make that effort to listen in all of your relationships. You will hear Lashon Hara in this society. You will hear evil speech in this society. Try and avoid it, more so in the month of Av than any other time of the year. Avoid it every time of the year. But more so during Av. And what is the solution to chaos? share with people. This is how to remove chaos. Get out of yourself and share. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yutach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Paharenu Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Gevavat Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kashin, Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sipkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saritach Gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the planet. The sun. And the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the Leo. Together, the gematria of the Kaf and the Tet is 29. 29 connects to the month of Av. It created the month of Av. And the Av represents the Father. It represents wisdom. Av. Abba, it represents that partsuf that is sharing the male consciousness of wisdom. This is the month of Av. If you would only listen, that wisdom would come to you. The permutation that we utilize it, please rise and prepare to dance and sing and be joyful. Because this is the month when it's only time to be joyful is on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat. Hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo. Asim Kadosh Erov Tuka Na'el Adatecha Ketufet Tetnunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufav Zadi Yud Taf. We will say the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach in a whisper. We'll now connect to the five meditations that we do during the three-week period. The first meditation is to take the Hashem's name and move each letter to the right one letter. And we have Tet Dalet Hey Dalet. The second meditation is to move the letters to the left. And we have Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. And the third meditation is to connect to the central column through the Atbash letter substitution method. And so the name becomes Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. And these three names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, all three names together have a gematria of 360, which is Shin Yud Nun, the spelled out letter Shin. The fourth meditation is to transform the word Serah, which is troubles, into Retzei, which is opportunities. The same letters, Tzadi Resh He, becomes Resh Tzadi He. Where do we get the energy to perform that transition, transformation? By adding Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to the letter Shin. To the letters Tzadi Resh Hey, which is 295, plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65. 295 plus 65 gives us a second Shin, Shin Yud Nun. And that leads us to the fifth meditation, which is based on the word Sim Shalom. The gematria of the word Sim Shalom is 726. If we take the two shins that we created in the four meditations, we have 720. And if we add one for each of the six names, which is what the Kollel does, one for Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, one for Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, one for Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, one for Elohim, one for Adonai, and one for Hashem. By adding the number 6 to the 720, we get the gematria of Sim Shalom, 726. And this presents us with the opportunity, the energy to inject Shalom, peace, into this three-week period. And we will again say the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach. Our session is over for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're so happy and dancing. And you can continue that through the Shabbat. But then take on the strictures the mourning process of feeling the lack of the tool we call the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, Rosh Chodesh morning, we will have a class at 7 a.m., the third class in the study of Psalm 69. Motzi Shabbat, we will have a class, normally a Zohar class, but for the Parsha of Devarim, there is no revealed Zohar. The Zohar is in the Parsha of Balak, so we will study that. Motzi Shabbat. It's still within the 2-week period. And then Sunday morning, we will continue our learning about the 3-week period at 10:30. And at 3 o'clock, our advanced reincarnation class. Shalom Gadol. If you have a question, feel free to ask it. Otherwise, have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol. A large amount of peace and serenity to inject into this 3-week period. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you, Daniel. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.